We're holding by the end of Mizmor Saida, by the pasuk of Bayu Sha'arim Besaida, we should come to the Sha'arim, the gates of the Mishkan, where it was David Ramach was referring to, or later the Beis HaMikdash, Besaida, with literally the Karban Taida, or the Sha'arim of Hashem, with Taida of thanking Hashem. Chatzeroisav, the Chatzero, the Azara, B'sehilo, with praising Hashem, besides is thanking Hashem, but Sehilo is praising Hashem. When we come to the Chatzero, Soisav, the Chatzero of Hashem, we should come B'sehilo. Hoidu loy, you should thank Hashem. Baruch Shemoy. So Haidu Loi is through saying over the Chasadim that Hashem does for us and saying over the Shvachim of Hashem. But all that we do is that we can articulate is not enough to say for what Hashem does for us and how great Hashem is. Therefore, it's explained many times in davening, the best a person could do is Baruch Shemoy, because the Shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kind of everything in it, all the midas of Hashem in it that we can't always articulate. We can't articulate properly, and we can't say all the Shvachim that Hashem and the Chasadim that Hashem does for us. Now we said in the beginning of the pasuk, "Baru Sha'arim Besaida." They should come to the Sha'arim Besaida with either the Karmat or the thanking Hashem Chatziroys of the Chatzar, which is the Azara B'Sehila, with praise. The Sasemis explains that it's built on Madragas. That at first the person has to be Baru Sha'arim Besaida. After he does that, then he can come to Chatziroys of B'Sehila, because the person can't skip Madragas. But first, the person has to first come to the Sha'arim Besaida. And once he reaches that Madrega and he built himself up, then a person could come to Chatzeroisa B'Sehila. But not only could a person come to it, but then it comes incumbent on the person to do it, because a person always has to steig in his Avaido. And after already he reached the Dargo of Sha'ar B'Sehila, so now he's a greater person, then it's incumbent on him as he comes closer to Hashem. But it's not just in a physical sense, in the literal sense, but it's a figurative sense, that as a person comes closer to Hashem in spirituality, it's incumbent on him to do more for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is Haidah for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in the beginning, he has to come only Besaida, when he's further away, but as he comes closer, he's able to, and it's incumbent on him to have even Sehila. Now the Malbim points out that this is Shalai Kederech, the way we deal with the Basar Adam. When we deal with the Basar Adam, we thank the Basar Adam after we leave the Basar Adam. If a person wants a favor from somebody, he asks him for it. But he only thanks him after he gets his request. And here, we're thanking Hashem before we get our request. We say, Baruch Sha'ar B'Sayda Chatziroysa B'Sehila. This is what the Malbim points out. And he doesn't explain why it is like this, but this is what he points out. Now the explanation for this is that Biskarov used to say over from the Kotsker Kedua in Brisk, they were very much Machshav Kotsk. Ryakov Schlesinger says over from the Rav that the Mahalik of Kotsk negated all the tinyness of the Nefesh HaChayim and Chassidim. But chutz from them, the Brisk was very into the Kotsk. Rebel used to say over that the Biskarov once asked Reb Chaim, Tati, you say over so much from Kotsk, what is this Kotsk? And Reb Chaim spent an hour explaining to the Rav what Kotsk is. So the Biskarov asked him, Oy Bazoi, if that's what Kotsk is, it's such a gavaldi gazach, why are we not Kotsk? What's the difference between us and Kotsk? And Reb Chaim spent 2 hours explaining him what the difference between them and Kotsk is and why they're not Kotsk. Rebel used to be Maisif. And this is with Reb Chaim's Kerech Hasbara, because Kiyadur Reb Chaim had a massive Kerech Hasbara. Lahafli, it was the Kerech Hasbara that he had. There was once a person, Leo Gomez, he was a professor that learned by Reb Chaim in Volozhin. And then afterwards, he had dealings with Albert Einstein. He once came to Sabotka to visit Moshe Mordechai, who he knew from Volozhin, in the middle of Shir, tall, clean-shaven person. And he came over to him in the middle of Shir and said shalom to him, and after Shir, Moshe Mordechai spoke to him a little bit, and he told the Bachram they should speak to him. So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky used to say over what happened was the Bochum asked him who was smarter, Reb Chaim or Albert Einstein. And he didn't want to answer. Rabbi Yaakov said because he held that Einstein was smarter, but he was embarrassed to say it over in the yeshiva setting. But what he did say is, he didn't want to answer the question directly, but he said over that if Albert Einstein would have had that Kalech Hasbara of Reb Chaim, they would have made an Avodah Zarah out of him. Because he was such a smart genius, but they didn't understand everything properly that he said, that he had to be Mechadish. But if he would have been able to explain it like Reb Chaim, they would have made an Avodah Zarah out of him. Besides Reb Chaim's Goenis, Petairah, Midas, Reb Chaim also was able to explain the most complex of things in the most simple of ways. He was about Masber par excellence. So Reb Chaim used to say that this, that Reb Chaim needed to explain it to the Rav for 2 hours with Reb Chaim's Kalech Hasbara and with the Rav Shnel Tvisa. We can understand from here how great of a shadow this is and how much beer it needs. So Miskarov used to say over a Maisa from the Kotzker that 1 year to Kotzker Shana, he had a minig always that he davened in a small room attached to this Medrash and he used to open the doors for certain parts of the davening. 1 year, at one point, he opened up the door, not at the regular times that he opened the door. He stuck his head out of the room and he said, I know what all of you are asking from Hashem, and I know what Hashem is answering you. And then he closed the door. Davening finished, and everybody was shocked by what Kotzker said, but no one had the hazel to go ask him what they were davening for, what Hashem is answering them. Till one of the Hasidim decided that he's going to go try it out. So he goes, and he knocks on the Kotzker's door, and he says to him, Rebbe, what did I ask for? So the Kotzker said, I'll tell you what you asked for. You told Hashem, Hashem, my salary gives me this and this amount of money a week. And really, I could live with a little less. I could push myself and cut back, and I could live with a little less. And I'm willing to live with the less, Hashem. But there's one thing that I want. It takes me now 10 hours a day to work to make my salary. That's what my job entails. I have to work 10 hours a day. If it would find me a job for 8 hours a day, then I'd have to work less and make less money, I would be happy because this way I could spend the extra 2 hours on Avodas Hashem. I want to have 2 more hours a day to spend al Torah v'al Avodah to be Isaac and Avodas Hashem, and I'll have less Olam Hazah for me and my family. This was your Bakasha. So the Chasam was shocked, and he says, yeah, Rabbi, that's not what my Bakasha was. So the Kotzker told him, and they're answering you, that no, they're not going to fulfill your quest. This is what we want, and this is what has to be. The Sgarov used to explain that a person can't just decide what will be better for him in Ruchnius if he had this situation or that situation. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts everybody in for a tafkid in this world, and we have to come to do Mekayim our tafkid, what it is. And if this is the purpose that we're here for, we can't ask for a different tafkid, because this is the nisayonos that Hashem wants us to meet, and these are the challenges that we have to pass and meet, and these are our goals. So we come to Hashem with a shiloh, even if it's a shiloh in Ruchnius, it's shiloh in Gashmius, whatever we're asking Hashem for, we know, like we say in the next pasuk, Hashem is the ultimate meitiv, and if He gives it to us, it's good, and if He doesn't give it to us, we're also meitiv to Hashem. Because we're thanking Hashem that we understand that what Hashem gives us or He doesn't give us is for our ultimate good. Sometimes He doesn't give us things because this is what we need for Avodas Hashem, or because this is what we need to get kaparas avodas in this world, for whatever reason it will be. But the reason Hashem is giving it is always for our good. Come on, the Avod, Rachman al-Tav Avod, everything Hashem is doing us for always is for our good. Therefore, Shalai can be this Basar V'dam. When we go for a Basar V'dam and ask for a Taiva, we don't thank them beforehand, because we don't know necessarily that He's going to grant our request, and if He doesn't grant us our request, it's not because He meant our good, it's because He didn't grant us our request. But by Kodesh Baruch Hu, whether He'll grant the request or He's not going to grant the request, it's always for our good. Therefore, when we come to Hashem already saying the Haidah of Hashem, we're thanking Hashem and the Tehillos of Hashem. Because whatever we do, we're able to go to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, who will always do what's for us, our ultimate good. And therefore, we're thanking Hashem for that. Now we say, Ki toiv Hashem la'olam chazdoi. Because Hashem is, this is why we thank Him, because Hashem is the ultimate good and la'olam chazdoi. Whether He fulfills it or not, we're always going to thank Hashem, because Hashem is la'olam chazdoi. The chazdoi of Hashem is forever, v'adar v'adar, and for generation to generation, emunasai. So Rashi and the Mishnah explain that emunasai is from a laftocha that Hashem promised you. That's what we have. That's what emunasai is. So the reason the Mefarshim explained based on this is that we say Kitayim Hashem La'olam Chaz V'Adar V'Adar Munasai, because the Avtoch is Shema Abris is La'el Avdar. Hashem watches what He promised for El Avdar. That's only for 1,000 generations. But Chaz V'Hashem, what's not deserving, that's La'olam Chaz. There's no limitations to that, and that could go on forever. Now the concept of Haydaloi Baruch Shemai, Chavetz Chaim used to always say over that when a person has a talis from Hashem and he realizes that he has to be mivarech Hashem. Chatzkel Abramsky said that one time when he was a younger person and he was traveling and he stopped in an inn, and when he was at the inn, he heard noise from the room next door to him that a person was there thanking Hashem, crying and thanking Hashem, thank Nishmas for that talis that he got from Hashem. And he wasn't sure who it was. The next morning he found out this was the Chavetz Chaim, this was his minig. And this so said over all the Talmidim of Chavetz Chaim B'Shmai, that when he had a Tavah from Hashem, he used to thank Hashem, and he used to say Nishmas to thank Hashem. That's the Indian of Haydaloi Baruch Hashemai, who should constantly thank Hashem and Mevarech His name for all the Atavahs that Hashem does for us. The next Tefillah we have is the Tefillah of Yehi Chvoid. The Tefillah of Yehi Chvoid. And Yehi Chvoid is based on 18 psukim that are malukit from Tanakh, they're gathered from Tanakh. The 18 psukim are connected, the 18 psukim of the 18 brachas of Shemana Esrei, which are also correspond to the 18 chulya shabashedra, these bones in the spine. So what is the significance of these yurches chulya shabashedra that were corresponding to them in Shemana Esrei and Yichvoid? Rav Shishon Pinkus explains this to be that the spine is what connects the head to the body. So sometimes on a theoretical level, on a logical level, we understand that we have to be makar toif to Hashem, we have to serve Hashem. But it's not enough that we should understand it in our minds, but this has to come true to our bodies, that we should serve Hashem with our bodies. Our entire essence of being should be meshumet to Hashem. And klatzmoisi tamarno, we should daven and thank Hashem and praise Hashem and be meshumet to Hashem with our entire body. And this is what the shedra does and symbolizes to us, that it has to go down from our yediyah to be bepoiled, that we should serve Hashem with an entire guf, and not just know it logically in our minds, in a theoretical way. Now we say, Yehi Chvoid Hashem La'olam. It should be the covenant of Hashem forever. So the Mefarshim explain that it's two things. It's a tefillah, and it's we're affirming to do our most to be ma'abik, Chvoid Yisbarach Ba'olamai, that Hashem's covenant, Shemolarot Kvoidah, that should take up the entire world, the covenant of Hashem, that we're being mekabel on ourselves and affirming on ourselves that we're going to do everything to ensure that that's in our power. Yismach Hashem, Hashem should be happy b'masov with His creations. And the Yavis explains this to be because Hashem created everything in this world. The man Kvaydi is Barach. Klanivri b'shmi l'chvaydi sisiv. And therefore we say, Yichvayd Hashem l'olam, Yismach Hashem b'ma'asav, because they were created to create Malchusay, to the covenant of Malchusay is Barach. Now the Rishayim bring down from the Gemara in Chulin, that the Gemara in Chulin tells us that this pasuk, the Sar Olam said it. When did the Sar Olam say it? When did the officer of the world say it? At the time that Hashem said, Taitiyaz Desha, the world should give out the vegetation. Hashem did not say to Minei that they should be separated by the different types, but they made a Kavachimer Ba'atzmam that Madoch by the Ilonis, the trees. Hashem said to Minei that they should be separated by the different types. For sure, and they're not there to grow Barvuvia mixed up with each other. And still Hashem wanted them to be separated by different types. For sure, by us, the vegetation, we should be separated by the different types, so it should be nicker each type of vegetable what it is, and this should bring more covenant to Hashem Yisbarach. Because it will be nicker, the godless Abriya, this that Hashem did in the world will become more when it's seen more the godless Abriya than the flies Abriya what Hashem made. So Ramesh pointed out, Ramesh Feinstein, and he said that Yismach Hashem b'maisav, this Hashem comes happy with His maisim. That comes from when we don't only do what we're mitzvah to do, but we worry about what is the Ratzon HaBorei. Vos vil de'ebishter, not only what Hashem commanded, when we go beyond the letter of the law, so to speak, and we do what the Eibishter will, what the Eibishter wants from us. That's what's going Yismach Hashem b'mayisov. Shagafayel used to say over that Bilam said lo yuchal avar es pi Hashem. He knew what Hashem wanted. He knew Hashem took them out of Mitzrayim and He promised them Eretz Yisrael. And he asked him one night and he asked him a second night. But that didn't stop him. Because Bilam said the only thing that bothers him is But by an Eved Hashem is it's the Rotz in Hashem what he wants and not only what he was commanded to do. This is what we're saying. Hashem should have to be simcha b'maisov because they're doing Ritzayni is barach b'olamoy. And things that they weren't commanded to do but they're trying to make more his covet by doing the Rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik from Schweiz used to say over, teaching this pasuk, Yichvod Hashem la'olam, Yismach Hashem b'mayisov. Regardless of how we act, there'll be Kvod Hashem. Because when Hashem's Oysa Din B'Rishayim, there's also Kvod Hashem. When Hashem punishes Kai, so it brings the covet Hashem ba'olam, that people see that He's La'is upon Him and that He punishes the Rishayim. But we say, Mimon Shach, however we'll act, Yichvod Hashem la'olam, it will be the covet Hashem forever. But we hope, Yismach Hashem b'mayisov, that the Kvod Hashem should come out through the mitzvahs that are done, and it should be Yismach Hashem b'mayisov. Then we say, Yishem Hashem mevorach, it should be the name of Hashem mevorach, me'ato v'ad olam, from now until ever, which means the Rekeach says, me'ato v'ad olam, means from this world, b'olam hazeh, v'ad olam, until olam haba, that sign this world and sign next world, it should be mevorach, the name of Hashem. Then we continue in the next pasuk, Mimizrach Shemesh Amavoyoy, from the rising of the sun until where it sets, Mehulol Shem Hashem, it will be praised, the name of Hashem. And the third pasuk, Ramah Kol Goyim Hashem, it's higher than all the Goyim Hashem, Al Shemayim Kevoidoy. It's above the Shemayim, the Kavod Hashem. The Sasemis explains this to mean that we're saying that the Kavod Hashem is all over. It's me'at of adolam. It's on top of all time. For all time. Mimiz Hashem Hashem Mevoyoy. It encompasses the entire Bria. At all points of the Bria. That's in space. And then we say, Ramah Kol Goyim Hashem, on top of all people. That in all three ways of measuring, in time, in space, in people, the Kavod Hashem is above all of them. Now to explain these psukim individually, we say Yishvoid Hashem, Yishem Hashem Mevarach, it should be the name of Hashem, should be benched, Me'ato V'ad Olam. Now we don't say Mehulol, like in the next pasuk, we say Mizrach Shem Hashem Mevoy, Mehulol Shem Hashem. What we're saying is the Malbim and B'chaim Vital and the Spirit Shant Hillam say that we're saying is, Mehulol Shem Hashem, it is already, because even the Goyim are makir the Nisim that Hashem does at certain times, at certain points. Mimizrach Hashem Hashem Mevoy, it's already Mehulol Shem Hashem. Everybody knows the name of Hashem and it's praised for the Nisim that He does. So what's incumbent on us is to be Mevorech Hashem, to branch Hashem. That's what we have to do. And we say Mimizrach Hashem Hashem Mevoy as a way of saying all places, because the sun, as it goes, is Mevorech, that says Tehillos to Hashem. But the Malbim says that we're saying is that the Goyim in all lands, even where there's no Yidden, realize that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam in the world. Even in their, if their mouths, they claim to be atheists, but they're really makrit in extent, each person to different levels, that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam in the world, and in their hearts they realize what the Emes is. They say there's no atheist in the foxhole. The Putner used to say over that even people that don't see the Ashkacha Pratis and everything, and they think that Kaychim Alexim Rabbi Asiya Sechayla is that, they think they do in this world, they are also maskim. Ruba de Ruba, they have to be maskim that Kaddish Baruch Hu does. Because there's so many things that's impossible should come through human intervention, that people think should come out the way they came out, just by chance. And it has to be, and the Ruba, they have to be maskim that comes from Kaddish Baruch Hu. Even in their foolishness, they're only arguing over a little bit. So different people to different extents agree to admit what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. But deep down, everybody inside knows to an extent that it can't be that there's everything Zalim Kim and Hagin Noyig without a manik to the Biro. Then we continue. Rama Kol Goyim Hashem. Hashem is higher up than all the Goyim. Al Shemayim Kivoidoi. This is to say that the Goyim used to say, the Rebbe Chaim Vital says, the Goyim used to say that it's not the covenant of Hashem to be mixed into the happenings of things in this world. And it's only the covenant of Hashem to be Isaac in what's in the Shemayim. So now we say, Rama Kol Goyim Hashem, Hashem is greater than all the Goyim, Al Shemayim Kevoidoi. He's above them all. Why? Because Al Shemayim Kevoidoi, Hashem is, even on top of the Shemayim, Hashem is so much above and beyond everything. And that's what Rebbe Chaim Vital says, that we say that later on in the Pesukim Tehillim over there, Mashpil Liris B'Shemayim Ba'aretz. It's Yirida for Hashem, Liris B'Shemayim, just like it is Liris Ba'aretz. It's Yirida for Hashem to go down to see what's in the Shemayim also, and Hashem does it. So too, it's Yirida for Hashem to see what's on the ground, but there's no difference. And that's why we say, Mashpili Liris B'Shemayim Ba'aretz. Now, what's this lashon of Ram that we don't say Gadol? So the Sikh Yitzchak explains Gadol is something that grows more. That's miyuchad only for Klal Yisrael. Because Klal Yisrael, through their maisim, they make the world bigger. The Goyim, nothing changes through what they do. And therefore, by the Goyim, we say Rama Kol Goyim. Because they don't create greater in the Bria through their actions. And that's why we refer to the Goyim, we say Rama Kol Goyim Hashem is greater than all the Goyim Hashem. And the Goyim over here, the Mefarshim point out, doesn't mean just the Goyim themselves, because of course Hashem is much greater than the Goyim, but it means the Nesari Umas, Hashem is greater than all the Nesari Umas, Hashem.